Young Frankenstein returns. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
It's very dangerous to be 81.
Yes, especially if you're Mel Brooks, because it means you begin reliving your past, which in Brooks' case means turning his cult classic, Young Frankenstein...
Put the candle back!
...into a musical.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you...
It was Gene Wilder, the star of Young Frankenstein, who convinced Mel Brooks it could work on Broadway.
Gene said, you know... The three things you need to make a Broadway show really work: a lot of comedy, two, a lot of spectacle, and three, the hidden, very important ingredient, emotion.
You're incorrigible, aren't you? You little zipper neck.
Gives you goosebumps. And of course, there's the sex.
Would you want me like this now? So soon before our wedding?
Yes!
I think we all want to know if that scene's going to be in it, Mel.
No, that's iconic. That's an important scene it has to be in. There's a lot of sexual innuendo.
No, really? In one of your films? I can't imagine.
Yeah. Dave, shame.
I know. What was I thinking? Young Frankenstein the musical has 17 new songs and exactly one sign in Times Square.
It doesn't even say Young Frankenstein. There's a picture of the monster singing and dancing, and it says, "It's alive."
It's alive!
Young Frankenstein, the musical, opens this week in Seattle and on Broadway, November 8th.
It's a great father and son story.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.